This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by American Airlines. For all your travel needs, visit AA.com. Now, back to Peter Greenberg.
And it's 33 minutes after the hour, and as you just heard, we're taking your calls on travel at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. Earlier in the show, I told you about my trip earlier this week to the East African country of Kenya, and of course to Nairobi, where I was there to do an assessment of what's going on there in the wake of their earlier disputed election this year, and of course on the 10th anniversary of the terrible catastrophic bombing of the American embassy back in 1998, and had a chance to sit and talk with our U.S. ambassador to Kenya, Michael Ranneberger, who joins us now live on the phone from Nairobi. Mr. Ambassador, welcome.
Good to be with you, Peter.
So when you and I talked, I mean, one of the things that was astounding to me, based on my experience covering that part of the world, is that you took the unprecedented step of sending an open letter to American travelers earlier this year. Tell me about that letter.
Well, I did. I sent a letter, a couple months ago, to U.S. businesses and tour operators in the United States to encourage them to invest in Kenya and to come to Kenya, to send tourists to Kenya. And the reason I did so is because I have a lot of confidence in the future of this country as a democratically stable place. It certainly did have some extra problems this year. But the fact that themselves were able to resolve those issues and ultimately keep Kenya on the democratic path, I think bodes very well.
You know, it's interesting, Mr. Ambassador, because before I went to Kenya, and I've been going for 25 years, but before I went on this particular trip, so many of my friends who I consider intelligent people said to me, oh, be careful. And I'm going, be careful of what? I guess I would ask you the question, even during the political disturbances earlier in the year of the disputed election, I don't think any Americans were either threatened or killed.
Well, no, certainly not during these disturbances. I mean, the fact is that in Kenya, Kenya is one of the one of the places of the world where the U.S. approval rating is excitingly high. It's about 87% here. So Kenyans really love Americans. When you say be careful, I mean, obviously, people have to pay attention to crime. Of course, you have to do that in many places in the world. Of course, you have the issue of the sort of worldwide terrorist threat, which, again, is sort of present in many, many different places. But, again, the Kenyans are doing a lot to try to keep crime under control, and they're certainly doing a lot to try to ensure that there's no terrorist activity here. So, overall, it's certainly a welcoming place for Americans.
Mr. Ambassador, I'd like to talk to you now, not as an ambassador, but as an American. When you walk outside of your residence, do you travel freely?
Oh, yeah, I do. I mean, I walk the streets of Nairobi, and in fact, I often chat with people who come up to me on the street because most people know me by now. But again, Americans have never been a target here. You know, if Americans there have been Americans who've been affected by crime, of course, as you would expect with the large number of Americans here. But, by accident, I mean, a target of opportunity, it has nothing to do with you being an American. So as long as one is cautious and exercises normal prudence like you would anywhere in the world, including the U.S., you'll be fine. As I say, the Kenyan people are really exceptionally friendly.
You know, it's interesting to know when you look around the world where the American government has a presence. If you looked in Bangkok, you'd see the largest American embassy in Asia, just about. In the Middle East, it would have to be our American embassy in Jordan. And in Africa, it's right where you are. The American embassy in Nairobi is probably the largest embassy in Africa, correct?
Well, it is. It is the largest embassy in Africa and sub-Saharan Africa. And the reason for that is pretty straightforward. I mean, we view Kenya as exceedingly important in terms of promoting regional stability. It's, of course, a platform for operations throughout this region. But it's also important in terms of preserving democracy to build this economy. This is certainly going to be, it's already one of the more important economies in Africa. It's certainly going to be one of the most important economies over the next 5 to 10 years. So it's important to U.S. interests in so many ways. And, of course, there's been this deep partnership between Americans and Kenyans that go back that goes back decades.
You just recently acknowledged, I won't say celebrate, you acknowledged the 10th anniversary of the terrible bombing of the UMSC in Nairobi just, 2 days ago?
Well, that's right. You know, that was something, and as I indicated in my remarks, of course, it was a very, very sad day. It was the first time the world ever heard about Al-Qaeda, and of course, subsequently, we saw what happened in 2001 and all that. But what I sort of said in my remarks is that far from weakening the partnership between the U.S. and Kenya, it actually strengthened it, because both Kenyans and Americans that bombing, and we came out of both countries came out of it stronger and determined to take the necessary steps to bring people to justice who are responsible, and also to ensure that there's effective action against terrorism. And as I say, Kenya's been very cooperative in that effort. Of course, they have their own interest in fighting terrorism, and they're doing a good job.
Well, Mr. Ambassador, I have to tell you, having gone to Kenya now since, I think, 1982, I will go back time and time again. It was great to meet you, and thank you for joining us today, and look forward to seeing you back there again.
Well, good. It's a wonderful country, and I feel, frankly, darn lucky to be here.
You know what? You are. I'm jealous. Michael Ranneberger, the U.S. Ambassador to Kenya, joining us on the phone from Nairobi. Thank you, Mr. Ambassador. And when we come back, a more somber little note about what you should do when you're traveling with a small child. Back right after this.